Carl, how pleased are you with that test?
Yeah, I'm very happy with him. Again, you know, these are such big things for this horse to conquer with his spooky nature. And no mistakes, really. Again, I could have actually had a little bit more energy sometimes when he's a little bit looking, which he was tonight. You know, I have to coax him round rather than sort of like really go for it. So there were certain places in the test that were great where I really had some good rides. But I mean, a lot of it is just getting consistent and getting better. And I mean, he is very genuine when I think, you know, how he does probably feel about things in life, you know, being a bit of a mouse that he is. But he still tries his best to please me, and I'm very happy with that.
And how has it been feeling a different night? Because there's been a lot going on around it. So for you to get your game face on.
Yeah, I mean, my brain's a bit spaghetti tonight, as you can imagine. You know, there's a lot of things going on, especially with Vallegro. We've already had the music that he did, which was absolutely lovely, and nearly tipped me over the edge a little bit there, which I didn't think it would. It was lovely to see, actually. He went beautifully for that. And then, yeah. But, I mean, you have to be fully concentrated for Nip/Tuck. You know, I can't afford to just be, you know, like, half-hearted about it. So had a good healthy diet today and plenty of water.
How proud were you of Vallegro's display? I mean, it was special. And
brilliant.
The crowd reaction.
Absolutely beautiful.
Just looking on, how good do you think it was, actually?
Tonight?
Yes.
Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. I mean, if that had been again in the Olympics, he would have won the gold again with that test. You know, he just has so much. He just can change from this collection to this extension like no other horse. I mean, and when he extends, you're still like blown away that where does it come from, all this power? Beautiful pirouettes, beautiful changes. Again, you know, mistake free. And Charlotte really rode. I mean, she galloped through her extensions almost.
And when you saw the crowd reaction to it, that was special.
Yeah, I mean, that does choke you up a little bit. I mean, he's really taken to people's hearts. I mean, everyone knows he's a character. I mean, he's not just a high-powered competition horse. He's a genuine normal horse. Anyone could come and ride, you know, anyone could hack out, anyone could be a friend of his in the stable. I mean, he's a proper mate of a horse, and they know that, and they know that, and they appreciate, you know, Alan's care of him. They appreciate how the horse is with Alan and Charlotte. It's not just, you know, just the rider. It's the owners and the grooms and everybody that, it's just a brilliant horse to be around.
And you've done all right yourself.
I'm very happy with what I've done. I mean, you know, he's taken me to a totally new area, really, you know, as a trainer and of horses and riders. And I'm loving it. I'm absolutely loving it. It's a perfect transition for me, really, from riding, to be honest.
Brilliant, Carl. Thank you.